Good morning, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church on this, the seventh Sunday after the Epiphany, nearing the beginning of the season of Lent. 1 week from this Wednesday will be Ash Wednesday, so next Sunday is Transfiguration Sunday. Special thank you to our middle school choir for their singing here this morning as part of our pre-service music. If you are a guest or visiting with us here this day, we do extend a special greeting and welcome to you. We're glad that you are here along with all of our members alike. Order of service for this morning is Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203 in our hymnal. We begin now with our first hymn, 706, Love in Christ is Strong and Living. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? With you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Fret not yourself because of evil doers. Be not envious of wrongdoers. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory, peace to all the earth. Goodwill from God in heaven, proclaimed at Jesus' birth. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday after the Epiphany is from Genesis chapter 45. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near. And he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God set me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Why am I in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right, and do not go on sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same, but there is one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. So is it with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Together we confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Based on those words of Jesus, what was owed to Joseph's brothers? Joseph was the 11th born son of Jacob, the firstborn to Jacob's beloved wife, his favorite, Rachel. Jacob loved Joseph more than the others, which parents are not supposed to do. The brothers, of course, knew this, especially when Father Jacob gave Joseph a robe of many elaborate colors, no doubt an expensive and lavish gift. Joseph was also given dreams that could easily be interpreted as Joseph being in command over his brothers. Filled with jealousy and with wrath, Joseph's brothers actually plotted to get rid of him. Now, we know of siblings disliking each other from time to time and joking about what they might like to do to each other. But for older brothers to actually plan the sale of a younger brother into slavery, never to be seen again, is beyond comprehension. That was Joseph's misfortune. He was sold to slave traders and eventually ended up as a slave in Egypt. Meanwhile, the brothers reported to their beloved father that Joseph had been killed by wild animals. Another blatant lie and grievous sin. Now, those brothers treated Joseph with pure evil and hatred. What should they get in return for their condemnation of their own brother? How should they who judged so harshly be judged themselves? As God would direct it, Joseph's life was spared. And he rose to power in Egypt. Adopting Egyptian culture and language, Joseph was unrecognizable to his brothers who were desperate for food at the time of a worldwide famine. With such power present there in Egypt, Joseph was then free to treat his brothers however he would desire. Who could question him? Who would doubt his actions? Revenge would be sweet. The sinful flesh we still harbor would love to exact vengeance upon such brothers, make them suffer for their cruelty and their brutality to their own kin, their flesh and blood brother. Now, Joseph does finally reveal his true identity to his brothers, and they are terrified. They know justice must come. They know what they had done, and they now fear Joseph's revenge. Yet, Joseph showed them mercy. By the grace of God, Joseph understood that Yahweh God had worked through his brothers to bring good to many. Joseph was elevated to a position of power to save many lives during a terrible famine. Joseph would demonstrate true mercy on his brothers after their father's death, saying, "Am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." What Joseph demonstrated in that great account is the new nature that he had been given by God. Broken sinners who have been wronged do not pour out mercy on their enemies, but revenge. Redeemed sinners, those who acknowledge that they are poor, that they are hungry, that they are mourning, that they are persecuted for following after God's ways, they give mercy instead of justice. Joseph does the unthinkable, and he gives blessing and mercy to his brothers. He sets aside what is rightly owed them for their treachery, gives them many things. He cares for them. That is forgiveness. In the statements of blessing given to his disciples in last week's gospel text, Jesus reveals their new nature. Faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, created through the very word of Christ himself, has the power to change and transform hearts, minds, and lives. The old Adam is now given a challenger in the form of the new Adam, Christ Jesus himself. As baptized sinners, in this world of corruption and evil and sin, you possess two complete natures, saint or justified and sinner. God our Father is the one who has created that new nature within us through the word and through the water of holy baptism. Forgiveness of all sin, eternal life, and salvation are granted to that sinner who is baptized. The spirit that was dead from conception is resurrected through the gospel, through the sacrament of baptism. And so throughout your life then, as a Christian, you are battling against the old man, the old nature within you. And your weapons in this battle against your sinful flesh, your old Adam, your weapons are the word of God, especially as Jesus has attached that word to bread and to wine in his own supper. Jesus then goes and instructs his disciples. You and I get to be included in that as well, in the way of forgiveness. Love your enemies. You do not have to have perfect feelings of happiness or kindness or peace toward your enemies. Simply love them. Act kindly toward them, even though they do not deserve it. Do good to those who hate you, Jesus says. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Turn the other cheek. Give your enemy more than they demand. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. The golden rule. That is not conditional on their treatment to you. You do good first and keep on doing it. That is Jesus' way. Loving those who love you, treating them well, that is easy. Jesus' way is to love your enemies. Do good. Lend and do not expect anything in return. These are not Christ's prescriptions for the secular world on how to treat the unbelieving world around us. Though these great actions of Jesus doing so to those around us in the world would certainly influence them and sway the unbelieving world to the side of Christ. But this is especially how we are to treat each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And that is difficult enough. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And that is the clincher. All of these words of Jesus for his disciples and for you are for you who have his image restored to you. As Christians, you are to be Christ into all the world, to your families, to your friends, to your co-workers, your classmates. Shower them with love and mercy. That is the Father's way. That is Jesus' way. That is your way now too. That is true, though. We cannot do all of this perfectly in this life, and none of this is done for the sake of our salvation, meriting anything good from God, but because of salvation and all that He has already done for us. For the Lord Jesus does not ask His followers to do anything that He Himself has not already done. God the Father sent His Son into this world to save sinners, those who hated Him, who cursed Him, and rejected Him. Jesus Christ took on our nature, our sin, our flesh. So God Almighty is now fully human in Christ Jesus, and He lived and He loved perfectly in this His earthly life. Then He offered that life back to God as the perfect and pleasing sacrifice in our stead for us. God shows unlimited mercy and forgiveness to sinners because of Jesus. His death on the cross blankets over all sin, and His resurrection from the dead destroys death itself and grants us the glorious covering of eternal life. We cannot perfectly mimic the Lord Jesus in this life, but He does give us strength and power and desire to try to live according to His way, through the very word of the gospel. Now, Joseph was a wonderful prefiguring of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, too, was born here into this world among many brothers, but His own brothers, His own creatures, rejected Him and sent Him off to die. Risen from the dead, the Lord Jesus had ultimate power and opportunity to lord it over all people, to crush us with His justice. Yet His words are words of peace. The sign of Jesus' cross is made to communicate that peace unto you. His sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper pour out grace upon grace to you, God's gift to you. He has secured you as His own dear people, and He has promised to take you to be with Him in the perfect world to come. Joseph, for his brothers and for his families, when he brought them down to Egypt, he heaped the best care and provisions upon them, even after they had done their worst to him. The Lord Jesus heaps His best care and blessings upon you, His own brothers and sisters, now and in the life that is to come, even though you and I have done our worst to Him. Your sins stand forgiven. You have been shown mercy from God Almighty. And the Lord Jesus overflows you with His forgiveness, with His mercy, causing you to do the same to others, all for His sake, Jesus, who is our forgiveness, our life, our salvation, our hope, our joy. Amen. The peace that passes all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Will you stand? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he, comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. As the glory of your presence once filled your ancient temple, so in the incarnation of your Son, Jesus Christ, you manifested the fullness of your glory in human flesh. We give you thanks that in his most holy supper you reveal your glory to us. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, so that we may one day behold your glory face to face. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis.
Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated. Special thank you to our Alleluia ringers for their playing here as well this morning. We appreciate that. We do have a voters meeting this afternoon at 1 o'clock in our fellowship hall, so if you're a regular member here at St. John, we invite you to join us for that. We do have a special thank you to those who came out last night for our trivia night. It was a lot of fun had by all and a great fundraiser for our school, so thank you to all those who supported that and who put in the time and effort to make that happen. Our Lenten dinners will begin on Ash Wednesday this year. We have several groups that are willing to help participate in that, so you're welcome to join us for those meals in between our services. 3:30 and 7:15 are the services. The meal is served from 4:30 till about 6 at throughout the season of Lent. Lastly, you can see an announcement in the bulletin regarding an organ concert coming up being held by Eli Beadle from our congregation, and there'll be a free will offering taken at that event in order to help support him in his coming trip with his class to Europe for a choir tour. So we give thanks to God for that opportunity, get to hear him use his talents here at St. John. I believe that's the end of March, so we look forward to that as well. We greet each other in the name of our Lord. We go forth into our education hour and grab some fellowship time in the fellowship hall as well.